بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيد شاعر بعرف بالله عزتي أقدس عزت معنا شاحكي محمد أختر صاحب نور الله مرقده. The title is سكون دل در مجلس أهل دل. سواي تيري كويتي كانا نہیں ہے یار اب جگر بھی جاؤں کسے غم جان دل سناؤں کسے میں زخم جگر دکھاؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یار اب جگر بھی جاؤں کسی غم جان و دل سناؤں کسے میں زخم جگر دکھاؤں یہ دنیا والی تو بے وفا ہے وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہے یہ دنیا والی تو بے وفا ہے وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہے پھر ان کو دل دے کہ زندگی کو جفا سے آہنگ کیوں بناؤں پھر ان کو دل دے کہ زندگی کو جفا سے آہنگ کیوں بناؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یار اب جگر بھی جاؤں یہ بت جو محتاج ہے سراپا غلام ان کا بنو تو کیوں کر یہ بت جو محتاج ہے سراپا غلام ان کا بنو تو کیوں کر غلام کا بھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گھٹاؤں غلام کا بھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گھٹاؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یار اب جگر بھی جاؤں یہ مانا ہم نے خوش رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدہ یہ معنا همي چمن میں خوش رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا مگر نشے من جو عارضی ہو تو اس کو میں سکن میں کیوں بناؤں مگر نشے من جو عارضی ہو تو اس کو میں سکن میں کیوں بناؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا جیدر بھی جاؤں مجھے تو اختر سکون دل گر ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر مجھے سکون دل گر ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن صمیم دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن صمیم دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا کسے ہمیں جان و دل سناؤں کسے میں زخم جگر دکھاؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لزاد أشعار أفعال بالله حضرت أقدس الشاه حكيم محمد أخت السلام رحمة الله عليه from this أشعار you can see the deep love and the ocean of love which is flowing in the heart of حضرت حكيم صاحب رحمة الله عليه and as our حضرت says a person that has never tasted mango before or a person that has never tasted anything delicious before, he cannot deny it. Similarly, a person who never go to Moscow or any other country, he cannot deny that there is no place existing. In a similar manner, if we have not tasted this great love which the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possess, we cannot deny it. That if we also make the effort and we endeavor to get it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also bless us with this great ocean of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I say, siwai tere, O Allah, besides you, there is no other sanctuary, there is no other place. Jidhar bhi jao, no matter where I go, my only sanctuary, my only place to go is only by your threshold. There is no other place in the world that can give me that happiness, that contentment, that true happiness, that true peace, which I find by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I find by you. Kise gham wa jaan wa sunao, that great grief which I have in my heart, to whom can I go and express it? The world before me is completely useless. Today people are going to the places, to the doctors, to go and sort out their depression. But they themselves are in depression themselves. Many, many years ago, there was one person he went to, a doctor who sought out people who have stress and depression. So the doctor tells him that, you know, you're suffering from depression, you're suffering from stress. So now we have one comedian who is in town. So why don't you go and sit in his gathering? You will sit there, you will laugh, and after all your depression, all your stress, whatever you have, will all vanish and all disappear. So the spaceship is sitting there, there's no response, nahana, no yes, no, nothing at all. So the doctor asked him again, Assalamu alaikum, you heard what I heard? Hello, you heard what I said? Yes, I heard. So how come you're not responding? He said, Doctor Sahib, you know who I am. He said, a comedian you're talking about, I'm the same comedian. So similarly, apparently it seems like that these people will come and sort out our problem. But the only solution to our problems lies when we place ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ye dunya wale to be wafai. The people of this dunya are so disloyal. Loyalty is only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever does anything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any sacrifice a person makes, a person he likes a certain girl, a person is in love and is involved in ishq majazi, and a person sacrifices, he lets his heart bleed with desires. He sacrifices his heart, and there's a turmoil in his heart is breaking. But at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَا. That whatever sacrifices you do for me, whatever you do, maybe after 1 year, 2 years, you will forget. After 10 years, 15 years, now you're seeing futuhat, now you're seeing so many good halat coming to you. You're seeing so many good things coming to you. You forgot, but Allah Ta'ala says, I never forget. It's all because you sacrificed for me many years ago, but Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, I never forget. Another place, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ. Ulama mentioned the khulasa of Surah Yusuf is this ayat, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ. That the one who observes taqwa, and the one who is patient, فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ, then definitely Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala doesn't let the efforts and the sacrifices of those who do good to go to waste. Like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repay a person in full. But the people of the dunya, they are all disloyal. A person sacrifices his whole life for his wife. But Nabi alayhi salam says, no matter how much you sacrifice for your wife, at the end of the day, she will point at you and she will tell you, you never do anything for me. Our one ustaz says, in fact, that ring she has on her finger, which you gave her, she will point you at that very same finger and she will say, you never buy for me anything. Then unko dil de ke zindagi ko jafa ke aahun kyun na banao. Then why do you give your heart to these people? If you want to give your heart only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama mentioned that if a person wants to see what is in his heart, then three occasions see what is going through your heart. Number one, before you sleep, see the thoughts that are going through your heart. If your thoughts are going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that my only nourisher, cherisher, sustainer, provider is only Allah, then know Allah is in your heart. When you wake up in the morning, if dunya is in your heart, then know that Allah Ta'ala is not in your heart. And the third time is in the time of namaz, at the time of salah. If see the thoughts that are going through your heart, if it is the greatness of Allah, the power of Allah, the love of Allah, the fear of Allah, then know that it is only Allah in your heart. Ye bud jo muhtaj hai sarapa, ghulam unka banao to kyun kar. These people who are full, they are like idols, and they are in need themselves. What is the reality of insan? What is the reality? The beginning is they are a drop of dirty sperm. What is the ending? The ending is they are a dead corpse. And the worms are eating them. Their body is dead. Their body is swollen. Their body is stinking. And what is their present? They are a markaz of dirt and filth. So Allah Hazrat is saying, and why do you even give your heart to them? If you want to give your heart to that being that was there from forever. Who al awwal, Allah was there from before. Allah is akhir, Allah will always be there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beauty will be such that when a person will be in Jannat, where Allah ta'ala will show the beauties of Jannat will be there, the palaces will be there, everything will be there. When a person will be fascinated with the beauties of Jannat, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it comes in the hadith that the people of Jannat will hear a voice. When they will see where this voice is coming from, they will look up. When they will look up, they will see one cloud. And it will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will be manifesting a portion of His beauty. When they will see the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people of Jannat will forget all the palaces of Jannat. They'll forget the woman of Jannat. They'll forget the hoor of Jannat. And their hearts will be locked only to the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat is saying, why do you then give your heart to this dirty, filthy woman of this world? If you want to give your heart, dil diya to dil usi ko do jisne tujhe dil diya. If you want to give your heart to that being who has given you an heart. Ghulam bhi ghulam bankar, main apni qeemat kyun ghatao? Allah Ta'ala has given you such a value. You are a ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You are the slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Why you want to make you a slave of those who are a slave themselves? And that is the filthy woman of this world. یہ معنی ہم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے سب شمدہ. As I said, that we all know that nightingale comes and it likes that raat ki rani. It goes, it spends its whole night, it enjoys it. But then, in the morning, all the beauty is gone, everything is disappeared. So at the end he says, that why should I now give my heart to something which is temporary? Give your heart to that which is permanent. That heart, that peace which Allah Ta'ala will put in your heart, that is there, which is permanent. A person, he, no matter what happiness a person has in this world, whether it's a person gets married, at the beginning when he gets married, he says, MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. After 2 years, he's saying, Inna Lillah. This is the reality of this world. Mujhe to akhtar sukoon dil mila, to bas ahle dil ke dar par. This pain of the heart, this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat is explaining that where he got it from. So we can also understand where we can also get it from. Hazrat says, whatever I've acquired, I've only acquired it in the company of the righteous, and the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have dedicated their lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hazrat says, that kapra chahiye to kapra walo se milega. You want milk, you get it from a person who's selling milk. But if you want Allah, to Allah walo se milega. But if you want Allah, you only get it from the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To unke dar ko mein apna maskan jismi mein dil se kyun na banao. So now when these people have Allah in their heart, when these people have the reality in their heart, when these people have that soul, ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then why shouldn't I dedicate my life in their service and making my life behind them and following them? May Allah Ta'ala give us all the time.